AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Get it? Oh, you're scared of her too?
No, I'm not scared of
her. Yeah, you are. You just ran in there like you were scared.
I made the left turn. And this is what I looked at. I figured it was going to be the plate of food.
Stop the show.
I figured it was going to be the plate of food that she had now discarded. Instead, as I take the turn with my camera up ready to snap the photo, this is what I get.
Oh, mid-bite.
Mid-bite. Fork the mouth.
Get a picture.
Kate, get out there and get the photo. I'll tweet it. You don't have to tweet it from your own personal account.
Should we shame our coworkers for getting the food before us?
I'm scared of her.
Why? Come on. Yeah. All she does is yell. She's the one that's trying to shove food down our throats regularly.
She's all bark, no bite.
Exactly.
All right.
Although she's biting that piece of food.
She had a full-on mouthful of brisket, man. It looked like maybe pulled pork. Go get it, Kate. Go get the photo. Come on, producer. Produce.
That's what it is.
Produce content, producer.
Take a picture of our coworkers and shame them for taking our food while we were on the air. God, are we a-holes. You start the show again. I'm sorry, Ronnie. Let's start the thing.
With the place.
With the stuff. Thing. The ocean made me salty.
Petros and Money. AM 570 LA Sports. It is the second hour because we are on a flex alert. Originally, we should have but 51 minutes left in this broadcast headed to Clippers basketball.
It was supposed to be a 2 to 4, but now we're 2 to 5:30 because the Clippers moved on Espen, and now Doc Rivers is angry about it, and we'll have more on that as the show continues.
And you know what? Doc's absolutely right.
You're absolutely right, Sebastian. Ariel needs constant supervision.
Because it was Doris that was bitching about
Burke.
Kawhi Leonard not playing on their national broadcast, and NBA ratings are down, and we've got to wait. There's always a day off between these nationally televised games. Why is he not playing in this game? It hurts the product. It hurts the NBA. I'm not saying this because we're ESPN and we miss out on having Kawhi tonight against Giannis, but I'm upset. We set the schedule up so he could play tonight.
That was a couple weeks ago.
That
right?
was her. And understandable. All the fans
last
that bought
week.
Tickets for Giannis versus Kawhi, I'd be pissed too if you spent that money and he decides not to play and plays the next night up in Portland. If I'm a Clipper fan, I'm like, dude, play in L.A. Don't play up there. Play for us. But Doc says, hey, you want to bitch about the schedule and Kawhi not playing?
Look what you've done to us. You've moved the game back an hour and a half.
You're on the call tonight, Clippers versus Minnesota Timberwolves, and we're tipping off at 8:30 p.m. Minnesota time when we got to play a back-to-back in Chicago now.
Is Doc Rivers attacking Doris Burke like Bobby Hurley attacked Don McLean and Barry Tompkins?
I believe to some degree, yeah. Now, he did not. I don't think he called her out by name.
Did he call her out by name? Did he say, hey, you Doris?
Hey, D.
Burke.
Just figured, you know, using her initials might be a little. Hey, Doris. Hey, Berkey.
Hey, Blondzilla.
How about, he did call her out by name. It's the exact opposite of what everyone said they're trying to do, and then you have the Doris Burks of the world complaining about guys' load management.
Ooh.
The network she works on is the one changing the game time.
That's sexist.
No.
No, he can't criticize her.
He can't.
No, he can't do
it. You can't get away with it.
No, that's sexist.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it
oh,
is.
Oh, no.
You can't.
Oh, no. He can go after her.
He's going to get called out.
She's the one that called him out. She called him out. She called the Clippers out. Call out. I'll call you out. You
Taylor
call
Swift.
Me out, I'm going to call you out.
Taylor Swift calls that toxic masculinity.
No.
Yeah, she does.
No, he's not mansplaining. He's not
he's
toxic
explaining it
masculinity.
Man.
He's
Let
not.
Me explain something to you, Doris Burke.
He's saying, you want to dance? Let's dance.
Matt.
Call me out. Call you out.
Progressive is the new mainstream, and you are in the dark ages.
Hey, I welcome that call from HR. If I'm wrong about this, I don't want to be right.
I'm going to Aubrey Huff you down. It's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
I'm going to Aubrey Huff, I'm going to Aubrey Puff, and I'm going to Aubrey blow your house down. Today's number of the day, Matt, is 12. The NCAA transfer portal is open. Stanford senior wide receiver Donald Stewart. How much did he play?
Not much.
Has entered the portal. We only mention this because according to 247sports.com, Matt, Stewart is the 12th Stanford football player to enter the transfer portal.
My God.
Since the start of December. What is
going
today?
On there?
It's the same thing that happened to our barbecue upstairs. Ravaged.
That is 13 days, 12 guys.
12 guys. Now, this is especially odd because in my life, it's very consistent that no one ever leaves Stanford. Ever. And 12 guys? I mean, just get your degree, you dumbasses. Well, they got it at Stanford. You can't be that dumb. But Donald Stewart, Devery Hamilton, O-line. Jack Richardson, quarterback. Henry Hattis, offensive guard. Scooter Harrington, the tight end. I think he played a bit. Obi Igbo, their best cover corner. He gone.
He gone.
Jovan Swan, the D-end. He played. I mean, Bo Peak, the tackle. Jeez. A lot of dudes. And that is the transfer sound, by the way.
So that's the portal.
If you see some guys, hey, was that guy Bottle UN? Yeah, he's one of the Stanford transfers. Oh. What? Oh, French Club? Oh, Stanford transfer.
Now, there's some speculation from people that this could be David Shaw's leaving, maybe. So these
so
guys
what?
Are all bailing.
So you're not going to get your Stanford degree?
Freaking Stanford.
I hope these guys, now, a lot of these guys could be graduate transfers, which is cool. We support that. If you got your degree from Stanford.
Isn't this great?
I don't care if you go play at Middle Tennessee State, but.
Is that where they're going? Blue Raiders?
Well, you never know.
Let's get it going.
Some of these guys are from all over the country, Matt. So I hope they got their degree, but you just don't see that very often on the farm. When sharing stories in college football, remember to keep it interestante, just like Dos Equis. The only beer with a blitz package named after it. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. I did not write that.
Hey, sponsor read. All for it.
It's time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Word of the day is highlight. This Sunday, the Rams and Cowboys will do battle in what is essentially a playoff contest, an elimination game for the Rams. Drop this one, and not only will they have to win out, including a game against the number one seed in the NFC, San Francisco, but they'll need some help as well. Win, and the dream of, hey, I was just an idiot, and I should have been running Todd Moore coming up to this point, but we knew what we were doing, resting him, getting ready for the postseason. Well, that dream stays alive. And what did Jason Garrett, embattled, the hottest of hot seat head coaches, do to try to get his Cowboys ready? A game under 500 at 6-7 with the resurgent Rams coming into town. Tell me if this sounds like someone doing something that belongs in an NFL locker room, as opposed to maybe the amateur ranks, whatever level of the amateur ranks you would want to focus on. He wanted to show the Cowboys, and he did show the Cowboys, who are in the midst of their second three-game losing streak of the season, a highlight hype video to remind them of how good they were and how good they can be.
So you could think of like a Jason Garrett and the video guy's office.
Putting it together.
The cowboy video guy, like.
Picking the music.
Sounding like the Godfather, like. I need you to use all your skills, all your practice.
I know you can do it, DeMarcus.
And bring this team back to life with your video package of hypeness. That is that sounds pretty Bush League, Matt. Pretty, not even college level. Like, that sounds like USC. Well, you know what? Let's prove to people that the program's changed by putting out a series of hype videos for spring and summer and fall camp to let everybody know how hyped we are. We'll get JT Daniels with his shirt off, flexing, looking all pouty to hype people up. I don't think
that
kind of thing doesn't work with adult.
Remember your 3-touchdown game? That was last year, Coach. I know.
Here
but
it
I put
is.
It on a highlight video.
Yeah, that is.
They had to dig into 2018 for highlights. It wasn't even from earlier this year when they had a 3-game win streak to start the season. They dug into 2018.
Sounds last ditch.
Yes.
It sounds like.
And maybe it is last ditch. I don't know.
I remember a story about a coaching staff that was going to get fired. And the head coach was like, I know what we're going to do. We're going to bond. It'll change everything. We're going to go fishing. So they all went fishing and they like hit some kind of current and they all started barfing, like eight guys barfing all over each other. And one of them like, this is the worst idea we've ever had. We're going to get fired. You know, it's just sometimes you just got to hold that L, you know, just hold it. Just hold that L, you know, just go about your business. Don't try to cut a hype video.
Hey, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, I want to remind you guys of the level of talent you have on that offensive
line. Because nowadays,
line.
It's not just a story that people tell amongst themselves in a football locker room. Like, you know what dumbass coach did?
Right.
Try to show us a hype video, try to get people hyped. I wasn't hyped. That was stupid
dumbass.
Ass video. You know, instead of that, it goes public now, and now everybody clowns.
Everybody knows. You can't keep it in-house, because that person that's like, really, you just showed me highlights of me from 2018 and told me to keep my chin up?
Don't forget that you can do this, guys.
Yeah. Way to go, Garrett. Hey, maybe it'll work. Maybe that's all the Cowboys needed, was to be reminded at how talented they are with a hype video from highlights in 2018.
Sometimes when Matt and I get down, Kate's plays like a best of, like a PMS. Like, look at how much fun you guys used to have.
Remember this when you guys
come on, guys.
Bruce Dern at the Mai Tai bar?
Look at that. You guys have done it all, man. He really tries to do that. And we're like, man, we're grown men.
And we're like, hey, just go take the damn picture of Leslie eating the food.
Stealing our food.
Stealing our food.
Took our jobs. No hype videos, Matt. Not for those grown-ass men. That is a sad state of affairs. My opponent on the other station only talks Cowboys, and we're reaping all the benefit.
Congratulations. Way to go. Circumstance has become your best friend.
I am fortune's fool!
This is the song of the day. Ta-da.
The great Tony Bennett is behind our song of the day with a jazzy rendition of the holiday classic My Favorite Things. And though some may say that this is not a true holiday song, the descriptive wintertime imagery in the lyrics are enough to legitimize this tune with the holiday season. And we're happy to be spinning it for you today on the Petros and Money Show's Frogman Friday, where one of our favorite things is filling your stockings with great sports talk as we flex for Clippers basketball in Minnesota with the Timberwolves. And Adam Oslin is here, and he'll have your Clippers countdown coming up at 5:30 this afternoon.
Didn't you think it was interesting how Ronnie had to qualify that this was a Christmas song for fear that our boss would be like, hey,
my man, what are you doing?
It's fine, Ronnie. You don't have to qualify.
Just play it, man. Favorite things.
There's some winter imagery that makes... No, come on, Ronnie.
You know, Petros, I believe
it,
you
Ronnie.
Said that
damn
this
it.
Song was not a real Christmas song at one point a few years back. Do I remember correctly or not?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I just know when the boss says start playing Christmas music, I tune
out. Well, at least we didn't have to start in November this year.
Yeah, that was bad.
We're going to get a leg up.
We're going to get a leg up on Coast.
We've been doing it an hour.
My dad will join us.
It'll back be the into this hour.
First time my dad's joined us since the retaining of Clay Helton.
Oh.
All the like, USC negativity he's been absorbing. His ex-teammates on text chains now that they've all figured it out as old men. So we'll see what happens there. And we still have Tom Flores, speaking of old men. Darth Raider.
40 minutes away. Last game played in the Oakland Alameda Coliseum will happen on Sunday. And Tom Flores will take a trip down memory lane with us. Remember to keep listening. It is a chance for you to win a $250 Burke Williams gift card. We'll give it away between now and when we are off the air in 2 hours for Clippers basketball. This holiday season, give a gift that comes from the heart, a spa day at Burke Williams. Gift cards available at burkewilliams.com. And again, mark your calendars. It is the final Petros and Money live on location broadcast of 2019. It happens Monday at the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse in Irvine. That is 13130 Jamboree. 2 to 5:15 going into Monday Night Football.
We're
going to
give so much away, Matt.
So many prizes. We clean out the office, all the promotional items we've received over the course of the year.
How do they know we're going to give all those items away? I mean, the thing's on Monday and it's Friday. Have we talked to anybody yet?
No.
Okay. We might want to leave a key with
Kate.
Have you been in contact with Russ from promotions?
I sent him an email, yes.
Did he reply to that email?
No.
Okay.
I'll put him in a bag, though. I'll find a trash bag and put them all in there.
It's a lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff. You might need two.
You think that Yeti will fit in there?
No.
No.
Because we've had this discussion, though.
Yeah, we've talked about the
Yeti.
I
know. I just moved. I didn't want to take the Yeti down to the old house knowing that it was going to move in about a month to 5 weeks.
It's about to move into my truck.
Yeah. Yeah, Kate.
Now I got to take the Yeti home. It's a beautiful Yeti from Barbecue Galore, which is not a barbecue aisle.
It's a barbecue store. Great. Now we're all going to get sick.
They sell Yetis. It's a hell of a cooler.
Are we giving away the Burke Williams?
We are just, between now and 5:30.
Just one? That's it?
Just yes. One.
That's all we got today?
I mean, it's a $250 car.
I mean, come on.
I mean, we better come out the pocket
on
Monday.
We were only supposed to be on the air for another 32 minutes, but damn Doris Burke and ESPN decided to push back the Clipper contest by an hour and a half.
Damn you, Doris. Damn you.
Now they're tipping off at 8:30.
Well, we'll be out there anyway at Irvine. It's our last show of the year on remote. We look forward to seeing you and yours. Come on down and say hello. We look forward to seeing you.
That's the truth.
My dad will join us. That's his voice. In the very next segment, we're going to talk about whether or not he feels disappointment over Clay Helton being retained at USC. I don't think so, because he texts with Clay Helton. And if you text with my dad, you're all right in his book. He could literally be texting with Vladimir Putin and be like, he is misunderstood.
I think that's a pretty... I don't think your dad's odd in that way. We tend to like people that are willing to communicate with us.
Not me, man.
Not you.
Tom Flores has been texting me all day, and I've been against it. But he's going to join us at 4 o'clock either way to talk about the I'm kidding, Kate's big Oakland deal. Matt is feigning heartbreak. He's doing a deep breathing about the Oakland Raiders not being Oakland Raiders anymore, even though he's the voice of the Bolts.
Great history there. Celebrate it. The Oakland Alameda Coliseum, I've been fortunate to have been there three times in the last 3 years.
Oh, now see, that's a shot at Cates because he's only been there once. That's a shot.
I really did not recognize.
That's
a shot. I appreciate the people in the Black Hole.
Sure.
Always appreciate the engagement with them whenever I go up there.
He's going to make a sewage comment in 4, 3, 2.
It's below sea level, so they can't help it. The septic seeps through the drain in the floors in the shower.
They have the same problem with the Superdome, right? Also below sea level.
And when I went this last time, I took a look inside the weight room, and it was covered in trash. Literally covered in trash. Empty Gatorade bottles, food wrappers just strewn about.
Well, that's before the cleaning crew gets in, Matt.
The most miserable-looking weight room you have ever seen for a professional sports organization. Hey, it's not just casual Friday. It's unbutton your shirt and get after it Friday.
What's the matter, boss?
Look at them nipples.
Did you get any barbecue? No.
Did you see that half-eaten plate of food on Leslie's desk? She took all the barbecue. She only ate half of it.
She took all the barbecue.
And we got none.
Like she was going to the electric chair, and then she wasted it.
Hey, if Kate's takes a photo of it and tweets it out, will he get in trouble by HR? I don't think so, right? Exactly.
Do it, Kate's.
Go get a photo of it, Kate's.
You know what she might as well be doing?
On the desk.
She's like Chevy Chase pouring out all the water in Three Amigos.
Exactly.
When everybody's out there drowning in a thirst. She's out there dying of thirst, I should say. She's out there pouring all the water on her face and pouring it all over.
Lip balm.
All right, here it goes on PMS Twitter.
Oh, there we go. You had it holstered? You had it holstered this
whole
time.
Well, now the boss says it's okay.
They always come back to
breakfast. It's still there. I just walked out.
Hey, boss, do you want to do the lessons learned in great sports talk today? All right, come on and sit down.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay.
I got to get out of here.
We got the lessons learned in great sports talk, so we have the countdown and the whole deal. Don Martin, our boss. Yeah, he is coming in. All right. What? All you have to do is say lesson one. We are.
We're starved. We got an invite up to get free barbecue. We went up there 6 minutes later because we were in the middle of a segment, and it was gone.
If the wind blows wrong, it's going to blow both of you off of your seats.
I know, right?
You guys are so skinny these days.
Man.
I mean, my God.
It's the holiday season. It's Thanksgiving to New Year's. You eat.
Wow.
You put on the weight, and then you take it off.
You're not missing any meals, are you, Pete?
I mean, I guarantee you go by your house, there's like... Just you guys have made your footprints in the concrete under the table.
Now that's going to HR.
My boss called me fat.
You don't.
I don't like it.
You don't think Leslie's going to HR?
I went out. Whoa!
After Kate's,
Leslie is.
Did
a
you tweet it out
here.
At Petros and Money? Did you tweet it out, Kate's?
Why's it gotta go
out there?
All right.
It's on PMS account.
Yeah,
at Petros and Money.
At Petros and Money.
You're so cruel, P. You used to be cool, then you started going after the homeless. All right, now let's do it. We're going to do the lessons learned in great sports talk with the man who's always been our boss, the guy that put PMS together.
Damn right.
The GM of all the radio stations in the country.
Sports-wise
on Fox Sports Radio.
He does it all.
And here on AM 570 LA Sports, our boss, our CEO, our president, Don Martin.
And what do you need from me?
All we're doing the lessons learned.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't have the Spanish.
You just say
German.
Lesson just, one. You
have that you're great, comfortable doing.
Oh, just lesson one.
And that Oklahoma German accent of yours.
Your German accent from being born in Germany.
Born in Germany, Oklahoma. Living in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, Germany.
Living in Tennessee, yeah.
All those. I mean,
all those.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Time at the Opry.
Back now, you
That's
hear?
Right. My name is Bright.
You know, and he slapped the dog, spit in the fire. Let's
we had There it is. That's what we want.
We had Steve Sewell was going to come on and do it, but then we lost him, so we got you.
Wow.
Lesson one.
Lesson one.
Yeah. Perfect. John Savage joined us, the coach for Garrett Cole. Now, we all thought Garrett Cole was going to be a Dodger
on
Monday, and then it slipped through our fingers, and it's been a week of lamentation here, boss.
Mm-mm-mm.
A lot of people are upset. Even Brian Berry, the sales guy, said, when do you start getting after the Dodgers?
Today.
Today's the day.
Today is the day in about 45 minutes. It's coming.
Here's John Savage.
But the,
no comment from the
you know,
boss.
Anaheim, obviously, Joe Maddon, Callaway, the new pitching coach, you know, hometown guy. His mom and dad have had season tickets there for a long time.
So what?
Him and Amy live down in Newport Beach.
Still going to the
you got,
Yankees.
You got the weather. You got the proximity. You know, obviously, the family and friends and East L.A. and you know, growing up, traveling all over the place and different cities, and now you're back home, and that comfort level, I think, is something that you would, you know, would check that box in terms of, you know, Los Angeles, really.
Except he goes to New York.
Yeah.
He's going to blow out a tricep or something. It's not
enough. Why would you don't wish that upon him?
You know what?
We just had his coach on.
I'm just telling you that something's going to happen. He's going to the Yankees. Come on. I mean, Houston,
Andy
Yankees.
Andy Pettit went to the Yankees, and Roger Clemens went to the Yankees.
At the end of the day, guys, it's the holiday season. I mean, believe and receive. The Dodgers will be okay.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Something's coming down. I listened to David Vasse. He knows everything.
He seems a little upset.
What about SC? Is SC going to be okay? My alma mater?
No.
Lesson two.
Lesson two.
Clay Helton.
There we go.
Yeah, you're really performing.
There we go.
Really, really appreciate Embrace. That, boss. Clay Helton, we did catch him up for just a small comment on Graham Harrell, the offensive coordinator who's now being courted by other teams, even though him staying at USC is probably not going to save Clay Helton. Clay Helton delivered this statement to us.
I thank God for three things right now, my wife, my kids, and Graham Harrell.
There
every
you
night
go.
When I go to bed.
And Graham Harrell.
If you didn't hear it, one more time with that.
I thank God for three things right now, my wife, my kids, and Graham Harrell. Every night when I go to bed.
Sounds similar to a couple other statements he's made to the show. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, y'all come back now, huh?
Gnarly.
Good old days
you know, you,
over
You're a
USC.
Lot like Clay Helton in a way. You've had a lot more success. But you're a lot like Clay Helton in a way, boss, in that that homespun Southern style has really worked on the people out here in the city of Los Angeles. Like, it really has gone over well.
Well, I mean, to some extent. I mean, to some extent. People like to be loved. I mean, once again, you can love and cheat like Pete, or you can love and lose like him. So either way, it's going
to...
You know,
bring me the cheaters.
Bring me the cheaters. That's
bring
how
me
I
the cheaters.
I feel bad for the guy.
I don't even know you guys. You feel bad for he's got a $23 million buyout.
I feel bad for the guy because he's really not good.
Good guy, though.
At what he does.
Good guy.
No, at that with that team.
That's what Don told me when I first. Now, listen, I like you as a person, but you are awful at this job.
You're
really bad at this.
I do not believe that to be true.
You are awful at what you do. You know who's great at what he does? Mark Gubazaw.
Oh, absolutely.
Longtime Don Martin fan. I think that's a two-way street.
Gooby is great. Great, great man.
Lesson three.
Numero tres.
Really embracing. Ad-libbing.
Had some time in Las Cruces.
Bilingual. Oh, I can do three if you want.
Mark Gubazaw on Tim Cates and his bitterness toward the fact that, you know, and we did make an analogy, you know, if the Angels and the Dodgers looked at the winter meetings like spring break, the Angels, they consummated their relationship with one of the hottest chicks at Daytona Beach, Rendon. And they did it in front of everybody. And when all the fellas went to her house in the morning to pick up the Angels, they saw Rendon just make out with the Angels right on the porch. And then the Angels jumped in the car and said, trip of a lifetime. And the Dodgers, they did not get laid in spring break.
They're very angry.
No one touched them. Garrett Cole, the hot white chick? No. The hot Latina Rendon?
No.
None of them. And Tim Cates, very bitter. A bitterness of ice chewing, sexual frustration, if you will.
Mm.
And Gubaza.
Cates got snarky on Twitter and tweeted out, good luck finishing third the next 7 years. The day that Gubaza agreed to come on to talk about and celebrate the Anthony Rendon signing.
That's too much bitterness towards our neighbors for the South. But Gubaza took it in stride.
We're a couple of Valley guys, and I thought he was still a pretty good friend. But maybe that's changing just a little bit after that one. But I'll give him a little bit of a leeway here. It's the holiday season, so I don't want to call him the Grinch, but or Scrooge, yeah. Or maybe think of some other ones along the line here. But he's still my buddy.
It's not his fault you struck out in Mazatlan, right? It's not Gooby's fault.
It's a euphemism.
You know, it's sad because I really thought that Tim Cates was going to have like a great week to celebrate because Vasse came on Monday and said Garrett Cole.
We were getting all of them if you listen to
Vasse. Get all those guys coming on and everything. And Bumgarner was talked about.
Rendon.
We're bringing it all.
We got nothing. We don't have any chairs.
Well, we got a clap.
Chris.
Winter is still coming.
Hey, now.
That's all you need to know.
All right. Lesson four.
Number four.
Our dear friend, but not Bobby Hurley's. F you, Hurley. Our
just
dear
coach,
friend,
Bobby.
Don McLean, joined us, and we asked him about LeBron's workload. Like, you know, soon, you know, just like you said about the tricep on poor Garrett Cole, some people think LeBron James' leg or arm might fly off.
Something's going to pop.
Because of this crazy workload.
Oh, yeah.
And Don McLean came on and talked about LeBron's workload and what he thinks LeBron can handle, made an old school reference that we all can understand.
There are guys who are built to play as much as they want. Like, Karl Malone never got hurt and played 82 games every year and played. His body was built to withstand NBA basketball. He could play 200 games a year and it wouldn't have mattered. And I kind of get the feeling that LeBron is the same way. He's so big and so strong and spends so much time making sure that his body is recuperating that I think he can play. I don't think it's really even a decision for him.
There you go. The lessons learned in great sports
well
talk,
done,
man.
Boss.
It was a quick week. I mean, we had a lot of.
I'll back up.
You
on
guys
that.
Rocked Ow! It, but I do have one question
Ow!
For you.
It was two really
just,
short shows.
Didn't he have a big blowout last year that cost him a lot of games?
Who's that?
LeBron.
He did, but I also think he looked at the team and was like, "F this." Man.
People are saying he hit Operation Shutdown.
Oh, you think that he quit on that?
Something that we would never
this
do.
This year? Antithesis. I'm winning the Ironman this year. I'm playing all 82. All these dudes are load management and up, and I'm playing all 82.
You know, like when Fox goes, you know, if ESPN turns the lights off, Fox turns them on.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if ESPN goes light, then Fox goes dark. So LeBron sees the load management thing going on with the Clippers.
Oh,
yeah. So he's like, I'm going.
Captain Contrarian.
But at his age, being the athletes that the two of you are, after what happened to him a little bit last year.
Sure. There's ways around that.
You buying into all this Don McLean thing here? I mean, is that what I'm trying to say?
That LeBron is built
his
differently?
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
So.
What about Fragile Anthony?
Look at his hair.
I just want to know about
Fragile Anthony?
Yeah, because he's never played a whole season yet.
And he seems to be tracking toward the MVP right now.
I know.
So.
But it's not even Christmas.
Don, we can't look too far ahead, man.
You can't win.
We react in the
moment.
You
don't win the championship in November.
You don't.
But you win the championship in sports talk, making sweeping generalities in November.
You don't win the MLB championship in December.
You don't.
The Padres do.
Do they?
Seems like the Dodgers win the regular season every year because all we hear about is how they're the best team in the
West.
Well,
it's coming back again this year.
And then the postseason comes around, and it's like, all right. So
I agree with Tim.
You think somebody's going to come?
Oh, I do.
Sandy Koufax coming through that tunnel?
I'm a huge Cates fan, man. I mean, I believe in everything he says.
I hope it's a videographer and a trash can. That's what I hope comes this offseason.
Thank you, Don Martin.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. That's our boss. I'm sure he'll be down at Irvine on Monday. Yeah, he'll be there starting at 2. That's a flex alert. We're dipping our ladle in another show's soup again on flex alert.
PMS. Until we get a call on a Thursday. Guys, I need you to do me a solid. On Friday, you got to go to Vacaville. Now, I know it's outside of our ring of terrestrial broadcast, but there's a big podcast opportunity.
This is it, Matt. This is our last remote of the year. I trust Don Martin just like he trusts Gates and Bessay.
I have booked you passage in the trailer of a semi.
This is it.
I'll get you one right
time,
up there.
One time, Don put all us right. in the back of a town car or a SUV going to San Manny, and Matt and I were almost asphyxiated to death.
Literally
that was almost
killed.
Dead. That was almost
there
dead.
There was a hole in the floorboard.
On the 91.
And the exhaust. And it was pumping fumes into the cabin.
I looked at Matt and his face was gray. Like the face of a dead man.
I said, are you feeling weird? I am. Are you feeling weird? I am. Better roll down the windows. Oh, don't be rolling down them windows. I got the AC on.
Short breaths are living death. We'll be right back with my father.
Metro Sumani on AM570 LA Sports. Top of the hour, Tom Flores. Last game played in Oakland by the Raiders before their move to Las Vegas will be on Sunday against the Jaguars. Tom Flores will take that trip down memory lane with us, celebrating that community, that team, the relationship they had that will come to a conclusion on Sunday evening.
But joining us right now, Matt, on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, we don't have the song he requested. Oh, is this it? We found it? How about that? Win in Spain. He's got a new CD out. And one show booked.
Where?
Vitello's.
When?
February 1st. John Papadakis.
Super Bowl Eve. I believe February 1st is a Saturday night.
How about that?
How about that?
Wake up filled with standard jazz cheer and enjoy the Super Bowl.
Exactly right, man.
John Papadakis, my father. Former USC linebacker, former restaurateur, comes on the show a lot. Oh, I know this song. Seen him in a couple of these shows already. Win in Rome? I thought it was win in Spain. Well, that's why we couldn't find it. Yeah, it's not win in Rome. It's not win in Spain. Did he write win in Spain? You're alleging that my
he's
father...
He's going to be upset now.
You're alleging my father doesn't know the name of his own song? Just like Matt's alleging that Derek Carr doesn't know the down and distance?
Or he just freaks out and throws the ball away on fourth and
you're
goal
my dad
and
just freaked
fourth
out?
And six.
Is that what you're saying, that he just freaked
no,
out?
I'm going to go autocorrect. I'm going to go he spelled Rome wrong a little bit, and it just autocorrected to Spain.
Spain, sure.
Stupid technology.
Absolutely.
He knows.
Hey, Pop, how are you?
Good, good. What's happening?
Everything's
all
right.
It must be Italian Independence Day today.
Why?
Well, on Wednesday, the mob lawyer, Tony Capozzola, took me out for lunch. He wants to start, and he wants you to get behind the idea of starting a fan-owned National Football League.
A mob lawyer.
Right.
There is because a fan-owned National Football League. It's a Green Bay Packers.
He's so impressed by the... the movement for everything being owned by people, et cetera, you know, everything being transferred to the people. Nobody pays for education anymore. Nobody pays for health insurance. That whole social movement will make the owners, you know, less favorable, et cetera, and the people should own the football teams.
Well, good luck to the mob lawyer, Pop.
NFL is right for the picking.
He'll do it. And then today,
Just like Alabama.
You know who Jimmy Artiano is?
Yes, another lawyer.
He held an impeachment luncheon today.
Oh, that's nice. Now, Dad, tell us, please, your thoughts on USC retaining Clay Helton.
Oh, you want me to talk about that? All right.
Well, we haven't
talked about
it. No, you want to name check all your friends.
Listen, there's nothing wrong. Okay, let me say this.
You just...
There's nothing... Quiet and listen to me. There's nothing wrong with Clay Helton. There's everything wrong with the system that chose him originally. And they still have not eradicated that system. You know, the $64,000 question is, why is Clay Helton, you know, everybody wants to know that. I mean, this guy's got more publicity than a coach in America. I think that he's made it big. Yeah, his picture should be on Time Magazine. Is there a good answer as to why they retained him? I got no issues with Clay Helton. I don't think you do either, Petro.
No.
But fundamentally, you know, fundamentally speaking, if we're talking about football, the game, he wants a scoring contest, and it's always going to be a crapshoot as to whether USC wins the game or not, and is certainly going to be challenged when they play someone who can control the game on the line of scrimmage. And you and I are more, you know, our pedigree is that we want guys like Matt Rhule, because if the other team can't score, they can't win. We want to prevent forward progress. And then we want to make first downs that eventually turn into touchdowns. That's the philosophy that we believe in and we love. We're going to see it tomorrow when we watch Army-Navy, right?
Yes. Do you think that the negativity, there's a tremendous amount of negativity, and I know you feel it from some of your ex-teammates.
Well, it's really terrible because we've lost something very, the Trojan spirit. The common man feels betrayed by the university. The greed of the last decade, fostered by the false leaders who were there, sold the integrity, the independence, and the sovereignty of that university for the politically correct billions that those elite phonies donated. And they kowtowed to their political philosophy. And there you have, different people emerging out of that system, like Clay Helton, et cetera, and Steve Sarkisian and Lane Kiffin, et cetera. And, you know, that we haven't been the same since. We've lost our spiritual values of how to play the game in a dominating style. It will return to it. It'll take time, but we'll get there.
Should they have hired somebody else?
I don't know. Come on. That's, like I said, the $64,000 question. It really depends on it. You can't hire someone else when the system still hasn't changed behind them. You need a solid president. You need a real solid athletic director. I heard rumors that the guy wanted to quit. Did you hear that?
Yes.
That he was humiliated by the fact that he was pressured into this non-decision, so to speak. So, you know, there are a lot of questions to be asked. And his credibility was hurt, too, because he said he would never considered anyone else, and it's reported that he was speaking seriously with some big names. So that's not, it doesn't bode well. You can fool the people back east or in the Midwest, but you can't fool these Hollywood types out here. They know what's going on every second.
All right, do you have any friends?
They have their ear to the ground.
Yeah, down in Manhattan Beach. Do you have any friends you want to shout out at all before we go?
Well, I had lunch
with... You had Artiano, you had the mob lawyer,
anybody
else?
Wait a minute, we had an impeachment luncheon. And they're all going to get stoned, right? They're all lined up with the stones. But what did our Savior say when they lined up to stone the prostitute?
Let he who has never sinned cast the first stone.
Without the sin, cast the first stone, right? Good, Petro. You read the Bible. So all these outstanding Italian-Americans were there, and the people in the restaurant came up and they said, "Where's Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro?" They couldn't believe Anthony Sigliano, Frankie Contorno, Paulie Mance, the real Joe Jackman. Your buddy Lou Giovinetti, who owns Primo's restaurant.
Yes, I like Lou.
Yeah. And, of course, my brother Tommy and, who the host was, Big Jim Artiano, the consigliere for all of them.
Where was their lunch?
Well, it was fabulous. It
Where?
Was at the Aliotto's, which is an Italian restaurant in Torrance. Torrance is a great city, Petro. It's one of the safest cities in America, and it's right there in a neighbor. I thought it was for cowboys and Indians when I was growing up, and it's developed into a great, great place.
It has always been a friend to industry. All right, Pop.
Yeah, well, it's got the greatest balance of education, recreation, heavy industry, light commercial, and wonderful beaches as well.
Well,
California place.
One beach that is literally like 150 yards long. One beach.
But it's a beach.
There were two missing from lunch today. One was Paul Giuliano and Josir Mataro.
You named every because Italian we know, and I'm proud of you.
They're both in rehab.
All right. And you didn't call them Dagos?
No.
Which I appreciate.
You just did.
Oh. All right. We'll be back.
No, because it's Italian Independence Day. We were celebrating.
Congratulations to the Italos.
All right.
Hey,
listen, good luck with your games tonight. I understand you got a game tonight and two tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to find them and watch you. Enjoy them.
Good luck finding them.
Are there any Greeks playing tonight?
Check my board.
Root for the Greeks.
We'll be right back.
You're the only guy who can pronounce their name properly.
Thank you, Dad. You know, I think the
Yeah. Hell of a lunch. Hell of a lunch.
Well, see, these things are called lunches.
But they're four-hour drinking
sessions.
Yeah,
they literally start at 11:30, and they just, like, it's when you walk out of a matinee.
They're very European.
And it's
in
a
nature.
Bunch of 70-year-old men, and the sun, like, ah! You know, like, because they've been in some dark bar for hours. We'll be right back with more PMS next.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.